This is Fresh Air. Janice Ian, the singer-songwriter who had her first hit record as a teenager in the 1960s, is the subject of a new documentary, Janice Ian, Breaking Silence, now available to stream on demand. Our TV critic, David Bianculli, has this review.
When Janice Ian was young, she was very precocious. She got her first song, both lyrics and music, printed in the same folk music magazine that first published a song by Bob Dylan. But at the time, she was only 13. Not long after, she recorded another composition, Society's Child, which was about a young girl whose date arrived to pick her up and was met with disapproval from her mother, because her daughter was white, but her date was black. That was in the mid-60s, and the song became a hit after Leonard Bernstein featured it and her on a TV special he hosted for CBS in 1967.
I've managed to find a marvelous song called Society's Child, written, astonishingly enough, by a 15-year-old girl named Janice Ian. This tune is very well known among the followers of pop music, but you may not have heard it since it's been withheld by most of the radio stations for reasons unknown to me, although probably having to do with its subject matter, which is, as you'll see, somewhat controversial. Listen hard to Society's Child.
The next time Janice Ian had a hit record was almost a decade later. At age 24, she appeared as a musical guest on the very first episode of NBC's Saturday Night Live, singing a song looking back on her own adolescence. It was called At 17. In Janice Ian Breaking Silence, the new documentary by Varda Barkar, you get to see and hear Janice perform it, while people such as actress Jean Smart talk about what the song meant to them.
To this day, it affects me the same way as when I first heard it.
In the rich relation's hometown queen marries into what she needs.
It's not just she's talking about the pain of adolescence and the pain of feeling like an ugly duckling and the pain of not being in the in crowd or whatever. It's also about being the tall, blonde, blue-eyed cheerleader.
Remember those who win the game, lose the love.
I was the cheerleader. I was the girl that Janice sang about in At 17. I was the good girl who was dating the bad boy.
Small town eyes will gape at you in dull surprise.
Janice Ian won her first Grammy for At 17. When it was presented to her by Lily Tomlin, Janice noted the long gap between her first and second hit records in her acceptance speech, which I will now play in its entirety.
Thank you. It's been a long time. Thank you.
Janice Ian won her second Grammy not for singing, but for talking. In 2013, she won a Grammy for Best Spoken Word Album for her reading of her just-published memoir, Society's Child. That memoir showed that Janice Ian was a gifted writer even when she wasn't writing lyrics. Her writing style is clear and honest, and the way she read her own words was both conversational and confessional. The same elements shine through in this new film documentary, which has Janice Ian talking candidly about her past. Whether she's talking in vintage or newly recorded interviews, she's a gifted storyteller. Even when she's talking about such personal memories as her then-husband, who abused her.
Go find a fence, locate a shell, and hide yourself.
The last time I saw him, he held a gun on me for 7 hours. I talked to him about being Catholic, about how his grandmother would feel. I urged him to take more Valium because he took a lot of Valium. I urged him to keep drinking. I hoped he would pass out. Hold the darkness and stay the night. He finally agreed with me that he was tired, and I helped him up to bed, left the house. That was it. And it's a terrible thing to say in some ways, but the day that he died was the day that I finally felt free, because I no longer had to worry about him coming for me. Set me free.
After that marriage, Janice Ian kept recording albums and writing songs, but approached her work and her life differently. She came out and wrote a regular column for The Advocate. She married again in 2003, this time to a woman, Patricia Snyder. And after their marriage, she wrote a song about it, Married in London, which she performed gleefully in concerts until a medical problem with her throat forced her to quit touring.
We're married in London, but not in New York. Spain says we're kosher. The States say we're pork. We went in Toronto, the judge said amen. And when we got home, we were single.
The idea of getting married as a gay person was so foreign. We kept thinking that it wasn't going to mean that much. Everything was going to be the same. We were really shocked when we both started weeping after the ceremony. But love has no colors.
Janice Ian, Breaking Silence, tells her story using several visual techniques, including animation and recreations. Not all of them work. But the best storyteller in this documentary is the artist herself. Whether she's singing or talking, Janice Ian is captivating. And in her 70s now, she's still quite precocious.
David Biancooley is a professor of television studies at Rowan University. He reviewed Janice Ian, Breaking Silence, now available on many streaming sites to view on demand. On tomorrow's show, writer Amy LaRocca joins us to talk about her new book, How to Be Well, a guide drawn from her search for balance in a world obsessed with wellness. From fitness fads to mental health trends, she tries to unpack what it really means to take care of ourselves. I hope you can join us. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Lauren Krenzel, Teresa Madden, Monique Nazareth, Thea Challoner, Susan Yakundi, and Anna Bauman. Our digital media producer is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. For Terry Gross and Tanya Mosley, I'm Dave Davies.